Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:46, 14 before 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Hot, humid today. An increased chance for showers. And then after tomorrow, I think we get back to our chance for showers at any time during the day, some of which could be locally heavy. But it's summer in southeastern Louisiana, and that's what you expect. Thankfully, the tropics are relatively quiet. A little disturbance off the coast of Africa, not expected to matter to us at all, I said, knocking wood. Archie Chasson joins us now, president of Lafourche Parish. How you doing, Archie?
I'm good, Tommy. I'm knocking on wood with you.
There you go. You know, it doesn't make a difference, but yet we do it anyway. Tell me what's going on in Lafourche Parish post-Ida, coming up, Tommy, on the one-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's close. It's going to bring back some memories for some people when we hit that August 29th date, but you know, I use the term normal loosely. You know, our kids are going back to school. They started last week. This week's going to be their full first week back in the classroom. Housing continues to push forward. We've actually had some, I don't know, about 100 people actually move out of the state and FEMA units back into their permanent housing solution, which means recovery is happening, that people are going through the rebuilding process and moving back into their homes. We still have a ton of people who are fighting insurance companies that have either the ones that have gone into insolvency and now been turned over to LIGA or some of those other programs, but or have filed lawsuits, unfortunately, against their insurance company. And that's somewhat slowed the recovery process from a personal standpoint for a lot of people. On a parish infrastructure standpoint, we're doing pretty well. Debris pickup is almost done. It seems weird that we're still picking
up
debris.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're well over 3 million cubic yards of debris, you know, some $27 million worth that we've picked up in this year period. But again, it's because people are still dealing with insurance companies and maybe just now at the point where they're gutting their home, unfortunately, and that debris is still somewhat coming to the roadside. But our contractors have been really good, really, really easy to work with. They've done a really good job, and we're hoping that's going to come to an end as we hit the middle of August toward the end. And that our typical debris contractor or garbage collection contractor is going to be able to keep up from here on out. But things are overall are going really well.
Do you understand how an insurance company can write policies, but then I don't understand, and we're going to talk to Jim Donlin later on in the week, but I don't understand how they can be licensed to do business in Louisiana, but yet not solvent enough to pay claims if something happens. Do you understand it?
Yeah. I don't get it either, Tommy. You know, and it's a shame that, you know, we've done roundtables with residents. The governor came down a couple of months ago during the session with his legislative or insurance reform package, and you know, you hear people talk about how they've been a premium holder, a policy holder with an insurance company for 50 years, paid their premiums on time. You know, they're on their seventh or eighth adjuster. You know, their entire home was gutted and their entire, you know, personal belongings were thrown away by the contractor the insurance companies brought in, much less, you know, the people who have gone insolvent with these companies. And I would ask, and we continue to ask the insurance commissioner to put the full weight behind, you know, his office behind these fights and actually help these residents out, you know, make LIGA a simple process if that's where these residents are so that they can continue to push back, you know, against the insurance companies or push through the LIGA process and actually rebuild their lives and get back into their homes and get out of a FEMA trailer or a state, you know, non-congregate sheltering trailer. You know, but we're going to continue to fight these insurance battles going into this hurricane season. Look, my wind and hail coverage company personally dropped me. So now I'm a Louisiana Citizens customer now again. So I'm hopeful that, you know, maybe like the Katrina effect we'll see in a couple of years, you know, Citizens start to, you know, write people out because the private insurances have come back in. But knowing that the insurance commissioner has done his homework and we're not letting just every little insurance company back into the state who's unable to carry the load if something like this happens again. But then we get into the bigger fight with FEMA about flood insurance and how that's going to affect our residents post a hurricane with this whole new risk rating 2.0 system that they're using that I know people have talked about on your show before, but it's going to cripple parishes like Lafourche and Terrebonne and Jefferson and Orleans. And when you look at what's happening around the country in Kentucky with those guys flooding, it's going to cripple little communities around the country as we deal with these natural disasters.
What about heading into this peak time of hurricane season? Concerns of yours that are at the top of the list?
Yeah, look, the biggest concern for us is the land loss we saw because of Ida. I think the total land loss across the coast was somewhere about 110 square miles. Probably 60% of that was between Lafourche and Jefferson in that Barrett area basin. So, you know, our biggest concern now is what we could see as far as storm surge, and now not having that marsh to protect our levee systems like we saw with Hurricane Ida. You know, we're doing a lot of work with Chip Klein up at CPRA and their team to try to get some projects on the ground and rebuild that area. But it's not going to be ready to go this year. So that's the biggest concern. The other concern for us is just always, you know, how much rainfall do you see? How much wind do you see? And can our pump stations keeping up and stuff like that? So we still have a lot of work left to do. The other big concern for us this year is evacuations. We have some 4,000 people in these temporary housing units. So how do we get them out of here on time? Where are we going to send them? Our typical shelter contractors, you know, typically prepare for about 1,800 people from Lafourche. Now we're going to send them 4,000. So how do we deal with those people? And then when we come back, you know, is that FEMA trailer or that state RV unit still upright? And if it's not, how do we shelter these people once they've come back home in our typical Lafourche Parish shelter? So a whole lot of planning is going into place, a whole lot of interagency work between the state, our folks, local police and fire and EMS. So we're ready as always. You know, this is not something that we're not geared up for. But like we said at the start of this, hopefully it doesn't happen this year.
How about Port Fourchon and the oil and gas business?
Look, Fourchon is rocking right now, and I think it's because of the price of oil, and that's a good and a bad thing for us at the pump, but good on a business perspective. But Chet and his team, you know, got Port Fourchon back up and running in 9 days, which was awesome. You know, a lot of the other ports around the country had already written us off and said, you know, Fourchon's not coming back. Bring your business to us. But they got it back up and running, and it's a huge thing, not only from an energy security aspect as we look at, you know, producing more in the Gulf because we know we do it cleaner and better than anywhere else in the world and putting our people back to work. But from just an environmental benefit and the things that those guys do at the port, beneficially using dredge material and that stuff, it's a great mix of energy and environment. And to see it flourishing right now again is a good thing.
Archie, thank you. I appreciate your time as always. And whether it matters or not, we'll continue to knock wood because we took our turns and it's time to, you know, take some time off. Don't you think? Be spared this year.
That's right. I hate to see it go anywhere and hurt anybody, but we definitely don't need it in Southeast Louisiana right now.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Archie Chasson, President of Lafourche Parish. It is 7:54, 6 before 8 on this Tuesday morning. Time for traffic now, WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.